Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is Ask Bill, and this is our monthly Fun Fact Friday Ask Bill episode, where I answer specific real estate investing questions received during the month from emails, in-person conversations, phone calls, or through online portals where I'm active and have questions and discussions going on, like Bigger Pockets and Quora. So Fridays are casual. You know, this is when we wear our jeans and, you know, our t-shirts and stuff. But, well, I kind of do that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, anyway. But Friday is casual Friday. So, you know, we're a little bit more cash here. Again, I want to just thank you guys for listening. Yeah, I do want you to know about, you know, the resources that we have available on our website at olddogsreinetwork.com. A lot of stuff there, a lot of great information, some interviews with people that you can get firsthand information from about real estate investing success. So we not only have, you know, rock stars like Robert Kiyosaki or you know, people like that, but we also have, you know, everyday folks just like you who, you know, started out and built their real estate portfolios and have done really well in real estate investing, and some just starting out, all different types. So you can learn a lot from those shows. You know, one of the best way to do that is actually just to go to the website, go in the search bar, and if there's a subject that you want to look up, you can just type it in and see what articles we have, interviews, we have our Fun Fact Fridays, we have a lot of good resources there. We also have books that we recommend for people starting out. There's just a lot of stuff on there. So just recommending you give a visit if you haven't been there before. Okay, well, let's get into our questions here. The first question I have is from Song. Song asks, I'm about to retire within a month or so. Where or how can I find some small rental units? How did you find your first rental unit? Thanks for your time. Signed, Song. Okay, well, dear Song, thank you so much. It's a great question. And getting started in real estate investing can be an outstanding way to supplement your retirement or just generate a good return on your existing retirement funds. Most of us do think, though, okay, I'm going to be a real estate investor. I need to find some properties to invest in. I mean, that's what I did. I did the same thing. And there's some listing that also, you know, think the first thing, I'm going to be a real estate investor, let me buy some properties. But really, before you buy anything, before you do anything, you must thoroughly understand your why. And I'm talking about, why are you investing in real estate in the first place, okay? Simon Sinek, a British-American author, motivational speaker, and marketing consultant, he wrote a book in 2009 called Start With Why, How Great Leaders Inspire Everyone to Take Action. It's a good book. Why do what you do, okay? That's really the question. Why are some people and organizations more innovative, more influential, more profitable than others? Why do some command great loyalty from customers and employees alike, even among successful? Why are so few able to repeat their successes over? I mean, there's a lot in the why. You know, people like Martin Luther King, Steve Jobs, the Wright brothers, they all had one thing in common. They all started with why. That's a big focus of his book. He studies leaders who've had great influence in the world, and he discovered that, you know, the key element that really made them successful and helped their companies to become what they were is because they started with their why. Any organization can explain what it does. Some can explain how they do it, but very few can clearly articulate why. Why is not about money or profit. Those are always results. Why does your organization exist? You know, or why does your real estate investing exist? Why does it do the things that it does? Why do customers really buy from one company or another? Why are people loyal to some leaders but not others? Now, although his book's more directed at people running companies and organizations, and it may be, you know, a little bit out of the scope of what you're looking at in terms of your real estate investing, I think the principles there are really important. In episode number 122, entitled The Importance of Knowing Your Why, I talk about your why as it pertains to real estate investing specifically, and I share how I discovered what my why was and how that is really at the core of my efforts today to grow my real estate portfolio. I know that seems like an extra step, but it's an important one. I know your question was on where can you find rental units and how did I find my first one? And sure, I can answer that, but I think it's important to start with your why. You see, you may say things like, I just want to get a good return on my retirement nest egg, or I just need more income to maintain my current lifestyle, or I don't want to be idle in my retirement and want to learn something that is fun and that makes sense. There may be lots of reasons, but those are really more results focused. If you want to get a good return on your existing funds, for example, your why won't be so much about, I just want to get extra money. It's really about security. You want security, which translates into peace of mind in your retirement so that you can enjoy your retirement without worrying about whether or not your funds will last the long haul. That's really more of the why behind that. And you want to make sure it's, you know, those funds are going to be there throughout your entire retirement. And if this is more of your why, then you might not need to really purchase rental property, for example. It might make more sense for you to be a passive investor and invest in something like a REIT, a real estate investment trust, or a real estate syndication. Then you just, you know, you buy into the security of real estate and all the other benefits of real estate, but you don't have to deal with the headaches of tenants and property managers and that kind of thing. If your retirement funds fall short and you're thinking, gee, I just want to have enough money to maintain my lifestyle, your why is not really about money as much as it is something like, I want my time, okay, to travel with my wife, spend time with my kids and grandkids. What your why is really more about is time and having enough of it to enjoy your retirement years. So again, I'd recommend listening to that episode about the importance of your why. After your why is in place, then you can go into the next steps to get started. And I outlined these in episode 006, How to Get Started in Real Estate Investing, which talks about the various steps that I would recommend and I think is a good approach to getting started in real estate, starting with education. The next thing is getting a mentor, writing a plan, taking action, which is usually the hardest step for many people. Then there's the re-education. The real education, I believe, starts after you purchase that first property. And then it's revising your plan and making it more realistic for you. So I'm going to include like a free graphic that I have outlining the steps and how to get started. It'll be in the show notes section if you want to download it. That might be a helpful thing for you to take a look at as you're getting involved in real estate investing. But it's really in the writing your plan stage that I just mentioned that's where you go into your hows and wheres to find rental properties. You see, when I started out, I just bought the properties. I did just like you're asking, you know, where do I find, how much do I pay for them? How do I buy them? And I bought 3 turnkey properties in 1 week. I literally, when I was living in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, I hopped on a plane, flew out to Atlanta and Memphis, and I came back with 3 properties. And it seemed really easy. Okay, this is easy. But I had some education because I wanted to pick good markets, but I didn't have a mentor. I didn't have a plan. And the problems that followed were really a direct result of not implementing the other steps that are really important. Finding the properties is not the difficult part. It's easy to find rental properties. The question is, are they the right properties? Are they the best properties to help you achieve your why? We have lots of episodes and articles on where and how to find good rental properties, off-market, on-market, on our website. And again, as I mentioned earlier, the best way to do this is you go into our website, find the search bar, type in just the word how. Or where, and you'll get a ton of resources on how to find good properties. It may be an article, it may be a podcast, other resources. We also have, as I mentioned, our top 20 real estate investing books there that'll also help you. Well, I hope that helps you answer the question. Next question is actually one that I answered on Quora, and I don't know if you've ever been to Quora.com, but they pretty much have answers on everything. Now, not all the answers are that great. Some of them are ridiculous, but I try not to be in the ridiculous category if I can avoid it. Okay, but this was a real good question. It says, how can I meet real estate investors? And this is a good question, and I'm not sure why, first off, you want to meet real estate investors. They're just a strange group. But hey, if you want to meet real estate investors, which I think is a really good idea, actually, I'm thinking maybe because you are either an investor now and you want to network, or maybe you want to be an investor and you want to start making contact with other people that you could partner with or do some real estate stuff with. There are a number of ways to find real estate investors. Here are 10 of the best ways I know to meet real estate investors. Number one, real estate investor clubs. This is the most obvious. There are various national real estate investor organizations that have local chapters where you can meet other real estate investors. Some of the main organizations are NREIA and NREIC, but they're national real estate investing associations. And I'll have those links in the show notes as well. Meetups. Now, they happen everywhere in every city in the U.S. Meetups are for any group of people that have common interests that want to meet with other people like that. Whether you collect bugs or love small dogs, make quilts, seek fellowships with other people of the same belief, or invest in real estate, there are meetups all over the country and in every town that you can connect. And I'll have the link in there. Just click on meetups.com, and you type in your topic, and it will take you there. And it can get real specific too. If you're in real estate and you want multifamily, they'll connect you to people in multifamily. Number three, investor clubs. These are a real good place. It's not strictly real estate, but these are people who meet that are interested in various types of investment opportunities. Better Investing, formerly known as the National Association of Investors Corporation, is the preeminent advocate of collaborative investing. It maintains extensive archives of information for starting and maintaining investment clubs. So it'll also link you to some investment clubs in your area. And this is great, especially if you're seeking funds to get started in your real estate. Number four, Chamber of Commerce meetings. Okay, these are people that are active in the community. They're business owners, that maybe they're members of corporations in the area. A great place to meet people, to connect you with other people too. Number five, biggerpockets.com. This is one that we talk about a lot. It's a great resource. Also, they're not, trying to upsell you all the time. It's a great resource online in real estate investing portal. And millions of people go to Bigger Pockets. You can find all kinds of things. One of the best ways to meet people, I think, is to look for people in your area and send them an email. Hey, I see you're an investor and I'm also in the city. Hey, can I buy you a cup of coffee just to talk with you? Great, great resource. Number six, Guru Networks. And I know that's kind of not a great word pertaining to real estate, but there are some great organizations out there that educational organizations that teach people how to invest in real estate. Some of them are focused on multifamily, some are flipping, some are all kinds. Whatever your area is, they have somebody that's got a great educational program for that. And they often have frequent webinars, seminars, boot camps, and other events where you can make contact with other real estate investors. Some of the more popular guru event sponsors are RE Mentor, that's Dave Lindahl's organization, Lifestyles Unlimited, Freedom Mentor, Brad Sumrock out of Texas, Fortune Builders, and Freedom by Flipping. Those are a few, and there'll be links in there if you want to check these places out. Yes, there are always charges, and yes, there's always the upsell, but it is a great way to connect with other real estate investors. Okay, Family Office Club meetings. Now, this is a group that basically it's family offices are organizations where people who manage the wealthiest individuals' fortunes regularly gather to seek information on good investment opportunities, including real estate investments. They have meetings all over the country, and I'll have a link to them as well. Brokers and agents. Real estate investors are always talking to real estate agents and brokers for leads to prospective properties to purchase. Find brokers and agents that talk with a lot of investors and ask them for referrals to some of their top client investors. Number nine, local professionals, specifically people that specialize, like real estate attorneys and real estate CPAs, good referral contacts to lead you to other real estate investors. In addition, banks, title companies, and property management firms are good referral sources to investors as well. And number 10, start your own. Now, you know, meetups, I mentioned the meetup groups, you can literally start it through there and it gives you a good portal to bring people in and attract them to your event. But I think this strategy is very effective. Instead of going after real estate investors, have them come to you. You can start your own real estate investing club that regularly meets and features leading local real estate investing experts. Now, this is a great way to meet people. And also, you know, reason I started this podcast is that you can pick up the phone and you can call people that probably normally wouldn't take your call. But if you invite them to be a speaker for your organization, wow, you know, they'll respond, and then you'll make that contact as well. So you can find some, you know, leading real estate investors that you make a contact through just by having this organization. So it's a real good way to get involved. Also, there's one that has been mentioned on our show a few times, and that's Start a Cash Flow 101 Club. And this is where investors come together to play Rich Dad Robert Kiyosaki's popular cash flow game. All you got to do is buy a couple of the board games. You have people come over, and it's not only do you play the game and learn about real estate investing, but you also have the opportunity to network and meet with people too. Well, I hope that list helps you meet some real estate investors. Well, that's it for today, folks. Please note, old dog listeners, everything presented here, and I mentioned there are a lot of links in today's show notes, so you might want to go there, and there's also a download on how to get started in real estate, some good resources today. So just stop by olddogsreinetwork.com/blog and look for the Ask Bill episode for this week. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.